crypto payrolls, opportunities, and compliance considerations for global employers. In today's rapidly evolving global workforce, innovative companies are exploring compensation models that incorporate cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and stablecoins like USDC, EURC, or emerging Euro-pegged options such as FIIA, to attract top talent, streamline operations, and stay competitive, often supplementing traditional fiat-only payment systems, IRMIs, government-issued currency such as the US dollar, euro, or pound sterling. While crypto payroll offers efficiencies for distributed teams, it also raises significant tax, regulatory, and operational risks, particularly when implementing globally. Quick hits. Crypto payments, especially via stablecoins, enable lightning-fast, low-cost cross-border transfers that reduce fees and delays compared to traditional banking. Offering crypto options can signal innovation and help attract tech-savvy talent, particularly in Web3 and global remote teams. Key risks include price volatility, unless using stablecoins, complex U.S. tax treatment as property, and the challenge of meeting local minimum wage requirements when compensation fluctuates or is not denominated in currency-pegged options. Employers can mitigate risks by prioritizing stablecoins, including currency-matched options like FIA for Eurozone workers, structuring payments as optional post-fiat conversions, and consulting specialists early. The advantages of crypto compensation crypto can be a powerful tool for forward-thinking employers with international or distributed teams. Lightning-fast, low-cost cross-border payments. Traditional international payroll often incurs 3-8% in fees and takes days to process. Crypto transactions, particularly currency-pegged stablecoins, can settle in minutes at negligible cost. Stablecoins pegged to major currencies such as the US dollar, ESARG, USDC, the euro, EG, EURC, or other widely used currencies allow employers to move value globally while minimizing transaction costs, settlement delays, and intermediary fees. For employers with regionally concentrated workforces, currency-matched stablecoins can offer additional efficiency. Euro-pegged stablecoins, including options such as EURC, which is designed to maintain a 1.1 value with the euro, may be particularly useful for European-based workers or companies operating in the eurozone. Similarly, dollar-pegged stablecoins may be better suited for US or USD-denominated compensation structures. Aligning the payment with the underlying currency of compensation can reduce conversion losses and improve transparency, while making it easier to benchmark wages against statutory minimums. 2. Attracting and retaining high-caliber talent. In Web3, technology and innovation-driven sectors, offering crypto compensation options can signal operational sophistication and flexibility. For globally mobile professionals and digitally native workers, particularly those accustomed to cross-border collaboration, stablecoin-based compensation may be viewed as faster and more accessible than traditional international payroll, potentially supporting recruitment and retention efforts of not just employees, but independent contractors. 3. Reduced operational friction for global workforces. Bypassing traditional banking systems can minimize challenges associated with exchange rates, local banking restrictions, and payment delays. Region-specific, currency-pegged stablecoins, including euro-pegged options like FIIA for Eurozone payroll, can provide additional precision in multinational compensation strategies. When paired with hard currency-based wage calculations, these tools can reduce friction for employees who spend and save in their local currency and help employers demonstrate compliance with local wage and hour and minimum wage requirements across jurisdictions. The risks and challenges. The downsides of a crypto-only payroll require careful legal and compliance consideration. price volatility. Unless using stablecoins, dramatic value swings can lead to employee dissatisfaction, disputes, or claims that compensation fell below applicable minimum wage thresholds, particularly in jurisdictions that assess compliance based on the value of wages at receipt rather than calculation. 2. Tax complexities in the United States. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, treats cryptocurrency as property. Payments trigger ordinary income recognition at fair market value on the receipt date, requiring withholding or contributing for income taxes, FICA, and FUTA, as well as reporting on Form W-2 for employees. Payments are subject to reporting on Form 1099 NEC for contractors. Recent guidance and new Form 1099 DA reporting increase scrutiny and penalty risks for mishandling. 3. Cross-border currency and regulatory issues. Many countries require wages to be denominated and/or paid in local currency to comply with labor and minimum wage laws, as well as local currency exchange regulations. Crypto payments can create immediate taxation, capital gains events, withholding obligations, or double taxation risks. In some jurisdictions, crypto-only salary structures may be deemed non-compliant even if their theoretical value exceeds minimum wage, because there is a requirement in the jurisdiction to pay employees only in local currency. 4. Income verification and employee financial impact. Employees paid partially or entirely in cryptocurrency may encounter challenges when seeking mortgages, personal loans, rental housing, or immigration benefits that require formal income verification. Many banks, lenders, and government authorities rely on traditional pay statements, consistent currency-denominated income records, and employer confirmations. Crypto-based compensation, particularly when not clearly documented in hard currency terms, may complicate or delay these processes, creating downstream financial and practical difficulties for employees. Risk mitigation. Employers contemplating a crypto payroll may want to consider these options: prioritizing stablecoins to minimize volatility, currency-matched options like USDC for US-based workers or FIA for Eurozone employees help align compensation with local wage laws and minimum wage thresholds. Structuring compensation as a fiat-based calculation with optional crypto settlement, ensuring statutory wage requirements are met before any conversion. Limiting non-stable cryptocurrencies to bonuses, incentives, or discretionary awards rather than base pay. Engaging specialists early to design compliant policies across jurisdictions. Documenting everything rigorously, including fiat wage calculations, valuation timing, exchange rates, and employee consents. Final thoughts. Crypto compensation is not suitable for every organization, but when implemented thoughtfully, it can serve as a competitive differentiator for global tech-oriented teams. Employers that treat crypto as a payment mechanism layered onto compliant fiat-based wages, rather than a replacement for them, are best positioned to manage risk while remaining innovative. Ogletree Deakin's Cross-Border Practice Group, Employee Benefits and Executive Compensation Practice Group, and Employment Tax Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Cross-Border Employee Benefits and Executive Compensation and Employment Tax blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, just your Instagram, webinars, podcasts.